Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, refreshed and reborn into the new year.
Yes, we've launched into 2024 like the baby New Year's in our diapers.
Like the babies got launched.
Baby New Year got launched into 2024, and he saw the three of us. Come with us, little friend. We'll have a fun time.
Let's see if I can stick to my resolution. You guys remember I said that this year I'm going to
speak. You want to talk less.
I'm only going to speak.
I don't like this.
I'm going to speak 33% of this podcast.
One third of the pod.
Oh, right.
Because sometimes, sometimes I hit three thirds.
Well, our episodes will be a third shorter now. Jeff, I see you're over there drinking an Angry Orchard.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm cracking AOs over here.
The AO!
Now that's a Bastille drink for you, baby.
Angry Orchard, they sent us each 2 12-packs because we did one of their drinks.
Can you believe it?
Angry
Balls. We love it.
It only took 3 years.
It was great.
Somebody sent us booze.
We love product.
It's nice to have a little Angry Orchard in the house because you're there. You say, oh, I don't want a beer. I don't want to mix a drink. Oh, here's something with a little light, little crisp taste.
Yeah, it's like a Mott's with some edge.
Yeah, it's Mott's. It's mommy and daddy's Mott's.
Ooh, speaking of Mott's, Mott's is coming up later in the episode. Tim, go ahead.
Well, yeah, let's plug it real hard and maybe Mott's sends us a little Clamato.
I've got a, going back to AO. I was trying to, John Haskell, he's the guest on Questions for Lennon this month. Very funny guy. You know him. He's directed some videos. He and I have been college guys. That show, that Instagram show that drops every so often. I was trying to figure out this joke and it wasn't working because I kind of realized I was wrong. But here's the joke. How come, artificial intelligence, that must be, that must have been made by some New Jersey mobsters. You know, AI! And as I was saying it, I was like, oh, the Sopranos people say A-O.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of pretend like, hey, AI! That's what people say.
This is a really good opportunity for me here, Mike, to rain on your parade where... I used to work with John
Haskell.
Okay,
this is eating into your time, by the way.
Oh, fuck. No, I'll forego it.
Okay. No, it's good. I want to hear about the time.
No, keep this going, because you used to work with John.
I used to work with John at I Love You America with Sarah Silverman. I love the guy. Hey, some might say that I introduced him to you. I brought him into direct videos. He's the best. But then he makes videos that I used to joke. I never called him a ripoff of Tim and Eric, but I would say you're Tim and Eric derivative, or I would call him a ripoff and he would correct me and say, I thought you said I was just derivative. Anyway, it's been a long time running joke. Anyway, Tim and Eric were on the picket lines this summer getting interviewed by a news crew about the WGA, strike. And they were asked about AI, and then Tim goes, AI think that we should be doing the writing ourselves. And Eric said, AI, and they went into a whole thing. So basically, this is an opportunity for me to accuse John Haskell of being derivative of Tim and Eric yet again.
Yet again. Ouch. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Gotcha, John.
Gotcha, John. It was a real gotcha.
And now I won't talk for the next 9 minutes, but I used it to make my friend feel worse.
Well, here's some. I got something for you to talk about here, Tim.
Great.
Something you're going to love. But you can't talk. Jeff, you can. I'll talk about it with you. I had a brain. I had a brainstorm recently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have some time off. I have a week off in February, okay?
Nice.
I'm not going to tell you which week because we'll talk about it. We'll discuss specifics off air. I don't want the audience to know when I have time off.
Valentine's trip.
Valentine's trip, yeah.
I'm thinking this. I say the three of us go to Sun Valley, Idaho.
For Valentine's Day?
Not for Valentine's. It's just a week. For a couple days, from a Sunday to Thursday.
From the 12th to 14th?
Just stop. Tim, would you come in and help me out here?
Well, I could see us on the 14th all having a romantic dinner together. I like that. Sun Valley. Now, this is the fancy place.
In February.
Aspen level.
Yeah. But it's not going to be it's going to be February, so it's not going to be like the holiday crowd. There'll be some skiers.
No, but you could ski though, right?
But it'll be in the week. We can ski. And if you don't want to ski, you're still in Sun Valley.
You can après ski.
Yes. That's right. I think this would be a fun idea for us because I think the playing.
I think this could be a fun idea for us
to go on vacation.
I think the us playing the Aspen residency is not going to happen.
Fuck you my think? Whole life.
I
Fuck
just don't
everything.
Think that's happening. It's too late in the planning process. But if the three of us get up to Sun Valley and do some skiing, I don't even care if you guys ski. I just want to ski. But we can get a nice place.
Sun Valley. I'm typing it in.
That's dope. So Sun Valley, I was in McCall, Idaho this summer. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Sun Valley is getting into you're near Ketchum where Hemingway shot
Ketchum,
himself to death.
Ketchum, I think, is where the main, if I was reading my maps correctly, that was where the main
mountain was. It's a whole chunk of the country that I've neglected. I've always wanted to go to Kanye mm-hmm. Country, Wyoming, Jackson mm-hmm. Hole, Grand Teton, all of that stuff.
Jackson Maybe Hole.
You've always wanted to go to Jackson Hole.
Yes, I've always wanted to go to Jackson.
I don't buy it.
I'm looking for ski places, and I'm looking for an opportunity to hang out with my buds on a trip. And I'm looking for those buds to go to a nice town.
I love it.
You want to do this. I'm going to start looking at prices and things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Prices and things?
Mike, you book it, you charge it, we'll go.
I charge on the card.
The Mike Hanford card. The one with no one else's name on it.
That's what I don't want to get into.
Okay.
Spending my own cash.
Trying to avoid that type of thing. So I'm starting to think that this trip, Mike has wanted to do this trip regardless, and that we are mere write-off tools for him.
We're a fucking write-off?
You
He's
are write-off tools
to
and
his own ski trip, and his opera friends are going to be getting drunk.
Well, something they love to do.
True.
My thought was, ooh, these are some nice Verbos I'd like to stay in. Too expensive. How can I cut the price? I know I knew two friends of mine who would love to.
Okay.
I know a couple of Verbos.
My point is, it would be fun during that week to go somewhere and do something.
Yes, we're interested.
But are you available? Ooh, I got another idea. I'm going to think about it. I'll get back to you.
Ooh, a good cliffhanger. It's good podcasting, Mike.
Just for you two.
I'm writing for Digman right now, so if I do this trip, just a heads up to anyone that watches Digman on Comedy Central and Paramount Plus, if there's ever a scene where the characters are not talking and there's just an empty
scene. Minute and a half.
Yeah, it's because I went to Sun Valley and got drunk at a Verbo.
Yeah, what do they say? The thing is three days of or 3 minutes of animation takes about 3 days, so
yeah.
If there's three missing minutes.
Three ski days,
three ski days.
Tim was gone for exactly 3 days.
Ah, shit, Tim was gone for 3 days.
Yeah, it happens a lot in TV if you keep your eyes peeled for it.
Skiing, let the wind whip through his hair. Meeting interesting, fun people. I bet we could score a show down there. I bet we get...
I'm coming around on this now that we might be meeting interesting, fun people. I got to get out of my shell a little bit, you know?
Yes! You meet all these uptight, stiff people. You need to get out to the mountains. You two, it's both of you. And put some skis on your feet. You guys both need to get out and ski more.
Yeah, right. What about a board?
Do that. I don't care. As long as you're paying a third of the Verbo.
Yes, right.
Or bring friends. We start splitting this thing up. It pays
okay,
us.
Okay.
No, I'm going there to meet interesting friends. I'm not going to bring my boring LA friends.
Right, right.
Hey,
right.
I brought, good point. I brought my tax lady, Elise. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Jeez, okay. Well, Elise didn't know you kept awfully quiet about the fact that you could rip up a half pipe.
Actually, can I tell you something about Elise?
Did she do our taxes? No, that's somebody else who Jeff deals with. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're thinking Marta or Jordana.
Yeah.
Marta helped me with my S Corp. Anyway, though, back to Elise.
Two absolute rock stars when it comes to
Yeah, we don't need to
bleep them.
Dox them.
Yeah. Actually, let's take all that out because I don't want anyone working with them because they're very good and I want them to myself.
Elise has been doing my taxes for a long time and she's like, you know, an octogenarian accountant. Mm. and I found out about her past life. She worked at the Playboy Mansion and she was the house bunny and she was like a Playboy playmate in the heyday of like the Playboy Club, like in the 60s version when it was like, come on down to the Playboy Club.
Is the house bunny just a waitress?
She was like the hostess. She
was like a hostess or a concierge.
I think she wrote a book about this and it's about her experiences.
A tell-all
book. Yeah, it's tell, and then it goes all the way up into her tax clients, and she spills the beans on them too.
So finally, in this last chapter, let me tell you about the bozo who's been coming in here.
Let me tell you about my tax client who has a huge uvula.
Oh yeah, we got to talk about that. So let's save that for booze news. But let me just put a bow on this skiing trip. Think to yourself, and you can even answer me: what's keeping you from a trip like this?
Me?
If either of you, I know you're gonna say money. The money, I get.
Yeah,
that.
I crave travel and experience. It's only just about timing and schedules working out. But
timing and structure.
You're my yes man, Tim. I love that, Jeff. I want to see a little YESs from your mouth, a little more or less NONO.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing: I don't crave travel nor experiences.
Yeah, you don't. You don't travel.
I have plenty. Here in my chair, looking at my boys in the comfort of my own apartment.
Yep.
It's funny, Jeff. It's like, it's not like you got a fear of flight, right? You're comfortable on a plane.
It's a hatred. I resent it.
Oh, you don't like, because you get fucked with so much with your layovers and.
Yeah, well, that's because.
But it's not the flying itself, right? It's travel.
Yeah. He loves it all, the barrel rolls, the loop-de-loops.
No, the hassle. It's the hassle. I'm even pre-check now. Still the hassle.
Damn. I don't mind the hassle, man. I'll go to LAX 20 times a year.
I'm talking sitting outside on a porch with a fireplace and a drink, cold drink in your hand, old-fashioned, looking out over a
snowy vista.
Snow-covered piste.
Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Jeez. Oh. And then, guess what? We find ourselves a little hot pool action, hot tub pool.
Oh, yeah.
You're outside. It's snowy. Tim, I know you're into this stuff.
Yeah, Tim just did it.
I mean, I won an episode of the Sloppy Boys Blowout Patreon show called Best Winter Wonder, and I said hot tub outside, snow falls is the best winter wonder.
Yep. And now that's a hot tub the size of a pool. All right, sit on it. Think about it. I'll get some numbers together. I'll get my best guys crunching some numbers. And we'll talk about when we're going to go and where.
All right, great. Can we get into some fucking booze news, please? Please.
Thank you.
Nobody's stopping you.
Bip, 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 bip. Hit it.
Oh, that's fun. The directions are like a Cardi B song.
Shaking. Slap it.
Slap it. Do this shit like a
drum. Slap it, shake it, move it around. Pick me all the way downtown. Hey, hey. I'm in love with my boyfriend. Hey, hey.
Shake that ass.
I'm in love with my boyfriend.
Major key pop.
Major key pop.
We don't let it stop.
We don't let it stop.
It's booze news, you whip shots.
Oh, God, that sounds
that's
terrible.
The Italian person got strangled by that thing.
You hear the mouth, just pure mouth.
Mouth sound.
Cardi Booze News was sent to us by Drew. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. That was based on when I brought in the Cardi B whip shots, vodka whipped cream. And the physics were flawed. You have to slap it and shake it so much that you couldn't you couldn't even have fun.
That was good, Drew, DJ Drew. I think I was expecting a little more energy in and more like a Cardi B song.
Like a bust out. Yeah, where does it drop? But hey, I like that he pulled samples from a bunch of spots. Where were we doing?
I think
that's
great. Drew, I love it just as a great first draft.
We'll see you next week, Drew. Send it back in.
Send it back in. Boost it up. Listen to pop music. See what's
Where did he get that? When we were saying like major key pop, was that from something else?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember doing that.
I don't know what that was from.
Major key pop. It also reminds me, remember we had one that was like digital.
Digital techno. Yeah.
Digital techno. But somebody turned it into like a charming folky analog song. It was like digital techno.
When folks, when you do one of these assignments, listen carefully to the assignment.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one day we're going to take all these episodes, feed them through AI, and then you just type a phrase and it'll say, oh, it was in this episode. Here's the entire script for that episode.
Sure. I bet you that exists now.
AI. One day don't soon. Think we should do that.
Oh, absolutely. That's bad. I got the components of the joke in my head first, and then I started talking and said, you didn't check your ending, buddy.
But I gotta go with the
joke. Flying blind on this punchline, dude.
All right, what's the actual booze news? Enough nonsense.
Well, you reminded me, I had some booze news I was gonna talk about that's getting bumped because here on Booze News, if it bleeds, it leads. And we just mentioned my uvula.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And this is booze. It's not just news because it happened recently, but it was booze related. Anyone that listens to the pod knows I've had a journey with all the holes of my face, which I hope to one day have kind of be a nice hollow channel from the outdoor air all the way to my lungs. But as of now, I have a deviated septum. I have a large uvula and I have enlarged tonsils. And I have sleep apnea and all kinds of stuff going on.
You do sound a little enlarged, a little engorged.
I feel a little engorged. I also talked about how I was losing a note in my vocal range.
Yeah, we got to get that note back.
We got to get that note back. Yeah. Otherwise, no more music. But some slopheads have DM'd me and said it might be nodes on my vocal cords. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Anyway. Damn. A year ago, I had talked to a surgeon who was like, yeah, Tim, I'll undeviate your septum and I'll take out your tonsils. And while I'm in there, I'll snip off the uvula free of charge. Won't even have to mark that down on the clipboard. So I'm aware of this uvula issue. But over the holiday, I was
crisis point.
I was on vacation. My first day on vacation in Montreal, Quebec.
Uh-oh.
I wake up with raging strep throat, which you can notice from white dots in the back of your throat. But then also I noticed a swollen uvula. So I say, fuck my life. And I go to urgent care. I get a steroid pill and I get a 5-day cycle of azithromycin, the antibiotic, right?
Right.
Now, have you guys...
So, Tim,
you guys, yeah.
So your uvula is supposed to look like a little speed bag back there.
Right.
You know, but yours looked like a full size Everlast.
Yeah, the body bag that you really sidle up to. That's actually the perfect analogy. And
thank you.
It was hanging heavy like that. And
was it long? I've had it before. It was just long. It didn't get rounder. It just gets long, and like you can feel it like swallowing.
At this point, at this point, it was just bulgy. We'll call it
bulgy,
thick, bulgy, but. When you guys are told don't drink on a medication, do you heed that advice? Because some people are like, oh, you had ibuprofen, you can't drink, you had acetaminophen. And I'm like, sure if I made a habit, I'd eventually kill my liver of doing that. But I don't tend to heed that advice, do you?
No, if it's like prescription drugs, I do.
Yeah, that's what he's
like,
taking antibiotics and shit.
Yeah, antibiotics, I don't mess with that.
What would you be your guess is what happens if you take an antibiotic? Like, because
I don't know. I never thought of it.
Because here's what it did to me. I thought like, oh, I'll be fine. It basically just makes the antibiotic not work. So like I gave it a couple of days and then I was out at like a restaurant I was excited to go to. So I was having red wine and I was floating around at a, one of those these outdoor spas out on the mountain, and I'm like, of course I'm gonna have a little red wine. So like, I think I kind of shut down the antibiotic by drinking this red wine, and then the next morning I wake up fully sick again. So I go, Tim, you gotta stop drinking. And then by the time I finish my 5-day cycle, I simply just don't think that antibiotic ever got to kill the infection, right?
So oh, then, shit. So it still was going.
I didn't feel
maybe even made it a little stronger.
Well, that's what they tell you. If you don't finish your antibiotics, you're kind of creating like super bacteria, you know? Monsters. So slowly over the next week, I go down to New York. Slowly over the next week, I'm waking up feeling a little feverish, a little fluish, kind of clocking that uvula is getting big again, ignoring it. But I got no more antibiotics to take, no more steroids. They only gave me the one. And then eventually, that gets to a day. It is fucking New Year's Day, in fact. I wake up, and I'm laying on my back, and I'm like, whoa, there's something in the back of my throat. I feel this fucker. And I sit up, and I'm like, oh boy, there's what's in the back of my throat? And I go to the bathroom, and I turn on the flashlight on my phone, and I look in the mirror. My uvula is hanging so low, it disappears behind the horizon of my tongue.
I've had that before.
You have too.
Just long, baby. Yeah.
Oh God.
What made it happen to you?
I don't think it was strep throat, but it was when I was like coughing or feeling like a flu-ish or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So did you have trouble breathing?
Yeah, not really, because it wasn't that fat, as I'm saying.
Well, mine
it was long and thin.
Oh, God.
That's gross.
I know. I didn't want to talk about it.
Well, mine was a healthy, girthy uvula.
Oh, God.
But it was huge.
Dangling on a string.
I joked to my family that it was like a deli salami hanging from a ceiling, but it was probably not unlike a cocktail weenie. And
we talking like a grape, or like what are we talking like?
Longer than a grape. Picture the longest.
And you couldn't breathe. That's
so. Well, I could feel it in my throat, and it was kind of blocking the airway. It was making me a little. It was like a little toe. Yeah, it was making me a little nervous. But then when I leaned forward into the mirror to look at it, it swung forward. I cough, and then ka-thunk. It folds forward and it blocks my sinuses, so I can't breathe through my nose.
What the fuck?
And then I'm like,
I didn't know it could do that.
Neither did I.
Jesus.
I grab a. Wild. I'm dying. I'm choking to death with no air. I grab a glass of water and chug, and the water knocks it back. And then I tell my family, I got to go to the fucking emergency room. I can't breathe. So we go to an emergency room. And they look at my throat and they're like, oh boy, that's a big old uvula.
So did you, when you were going, were you just looking down the whole time so the uvula would be like hanging in the negative space of your mouth?
I laid back, in fact. I had it, that was making me nervous, and the negative space wasn't large enough. So I put my seat back and I was comforted by the fact that I could feel it along the back of my throat, and there was air could pass in front of it.
Yeah.
But if I sat forward, it would wobble forward and block the throat.
God, that's crazy. You know what has happened to me is if I've thrown up and like, you know, sometimes you throw up like stomach acid, whatever it is that irritates it. That's when I've had it before.
Well, the answer
that
was
I could feel, but never that I couldn't like breathe or something.
Or it's like a physical object you need to manage and clock where it is. That's so weird. That sucks, man.
That's the funny thing too, is that when you're in the middle of a thing like that, you kind of forget what normal life was. So I was like asking other people like, how aware of your uvula are you? People are not.
Not.
But they gave me a steroid shot in my arm, and within an hour the thing shrunk, and then I was like, give me a lot of they gave me like 8 days of steroid pills. So that's keeping it shrunk. But I think I'm probably just in general, I don't want to live like wondering about my uvula, so I'm probably gonna do the snip snip.
Give
it the snip.
Because we learned all it really does is give you that extra little drip of saliva. You already have it.
Yeah.
You got it.
And if it's getting in the way and it's already getting infected, like if this happens more often, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
It's the little, you know, when you you make an old fashioned and you express the orange zest over the top, that's the amount of saliva that your uvula is giving
just
because there's already saliva coming in from glands on the side, but then just a little as your food's going down your throat. I don't need that.
No,
I don't need that.
Nobody does. With modern cups and drinking water, oh my God, no, you don't need that.
Yeah, there is modern cups and drinking water.
The advancements in modern drinking water?
Damn, Tim. Well, I hope you're back on the mend. And keep us posted on the uvula adventures.
And
yeah, keep us abreast of just above your breast.
A little farther above the breast, but...
Sure. Breastbone, at least.
We need to come up with ideas for what to do with this uvula once I get it clipped out.
Oh, well, you want to put it on display somewhere. Well, we probably will eventually do that Sloppy Boys music museum.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with the podcast. Just
the body part museum.
Mm-hmm.
It's all our foreskins and uvulae.
I hope we don't find out that the hidden note was actually like hidden in the uvula. The missing note.
Oh, no.
The one that he can't hit anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping to clip it. I am hoping the uvula was playing defense and blocking that note. And when I get it out, the note comes back.
I'm free.
That's a big note. We use it, folks. It's the beginning of Tom Collins.
Hi, Santa. Hey, wait, it's coming in. Do, re, mi. Do.
Just random do.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Oh.
Do.
Oh. Doe. That's what you want to do, Tim. Doe.
Mike, you should be on The Voice. Yeah.
Well, hey, is there any actual booze news, or is
it got bumped.
Just uvula news today? Okay, that's fine. It got bumped.
Uv news.
That's it for Uv news.
Ooh.
What's that?
And with Uv news safely behind us, we now turn our attention to the drink of the day.
This is exciting.
Oh, my God. The drink of the day. The Caesar you've had?
No.
I had my first about a week ago.
And when you ordered it, had you heard?
I had heard. We just did the Bloody Mary. On the Discord, people were saying, now you got to do the Caesar. Now you got to do the Caesar.
Yes.
Now you got to do. We'll do what we got to do.
I like Clamato. I ain't afraid of no clam.
Hell yeah.
I've never had. I'm a little afraid of it. But I'm sure. It's
but nice. So I saw it on the menu at this at Wreckers down in the Bahamas. Yes, I was down in the Bahamas.
Oh, cool! Oh.
And they do Caesars all up and down that little island.
Oh, that's cool.
And it showed up, and because I was looking for something Bloody Mary-ish, and I looked at it and I said, "This is a Caesar."
What the?
They didn't have a bloody, just the Caesar.
Were you like, "What the deuce?" You've been watching a lot of Family Guy.
The fat man. Mike, don't throw me off on him.
Who's introducing
this? Was it made by a bartender, or was it a canned thing that was poured over ice for you?
Bartender.
Oh.
Yeah, we know what you said to get his attention. Well, how did he make it?
Michael?
Bartender.
But Tim, you said...
I would like a Caesar.
I pitched on the chain. Hey, why don't we do Caesar, and we'll follow up the Bloody Mary? And you say, I just had one. And I said, I just had one. And Mike was suspiciously silent.
I said, I don't know what you two were talking about.
Mike was white as a ghost. I had just had one because I was texting you from Montreal. And did you know that the Caesar is the official drink, national drink of Canada?
Get out of here.
Really?
It is. Very popular up there. More popular than the Bloody Mary. It's kind of the go-to of the tomatoed drinks.
Hold on one second. Keep talking. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Here's a thing to talk
There's
about.
There's a spider on the wall that I got to get. Hold on.
Oh, I want to hear this, though.
This is good potting.
Keep talking. Okay, he walked off the screen.
Yeah, he walked off.
He's begging for his life. I think he went to get a tool of destruction.
This is why we need a video podcast. We could see this. We could share this.
Yeah, could be viral.
Got him.
That poor soul.
He was going around near the door, and he was walking out the front door. And I said, "Oh no, you don't." So
he was walking out the front door, and you killed him
underneath the. Yeah, I didn't want him coming back in.
That's true. He's probably going to tell his friends.
He was substantial. If it was like one of those like spindly ones you can barely see, I would have been. I said, "Fine." Yeah. But when they've got some heft, when you can spot them across the room, that's the time to.
Yeah. All right. I don't like a spider.
Leave your pod and squish.
Squish.
Squish. Well, now that all the arachnid murder is out of the way, should we get back into the drink of the day?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm cutting off Jeff. I'm going to do this thing. Okay, go ahead.
The Caesar, aka the Bloody Caesar, the official drink of Canada. Now, this one, yeah, lots of people are, when we did the Bloody, were telling us to make it because it's sort of the clammy cousin, made often made with Clamato.
Mott's sort of Clamato. Clammy cousin in my family.
Oh, great, our clammy cousins here.
Hi, everybody.
Sort of pale and damp to the touch.
My friend's uvula is longer than mine.
If you think mine is long, you should see his is thick.
Have you heard about Tib?
Hi, do you know Tib?
Hi, my name is Stefan. This is my girlfriend, Stefan E.
My neighbors who lived next to me in a condo off campus when I went to Ithaca College.
Yeah, we would hear this guy sneezing like crazy through the wall. And we knew his name was Stefan, so we said, "Hi, my name's Stefan."
And we pretended his girlfriend's name was Stefan E.
Stefan E. Stefan E. All right, we are way off topic, way
we're
off
track.
Traffic.
Back to the Caesar.
Clammy cousin, we love it.
The clammy cousin. Okay, so, you know, according to David Wunderich, cocktail historian, there's in the mid-20th century, there were a few clammy, tomato-y cocktails floating around. Some people arriving at the same between the 50s
and 60s.
But who's
King Clam?
King Clam will definitely be Walter Chell. But before Walter Chell, yeah, nice. There was floating around New York, there was the Smirnoff Smiler. and then... Mott's, the brand, they when they came out with Clamato in the early 60s, they were pushing the Clam Digger. And then we also, I have found out that since that, I was looking into, some people use Clamato in a michelada, and I was trying to get to the bottom of, like, is that authentic Mexican? And I found out that that was a Mott's idea that they pushed.
Of course.
So the Mott's people have their Don Drapers out there. Pushing the products.
They but, seem so innocent.
We're just mushing up apples.
It's the same guys. They're like pushing down and stepping on apples and be like, no, it's just this. We don't care.
No, we're not trying to revolutionize brunch cocktailing.
The story that launches this drink into the stratosphere is Calgary, Canada, Alberta, right? Calgary's probably in Alberta.
Yep.
Home of the Calgary Flames, Lanny McDonald, Theo Fleury.
Theo Fleury. Okay. Johnny Goudreau. I don't think he plays there anymore. Formerly Keith Tkachuk, who now plays for the Florida Panthers. I don't know if he played up there, actually.
The Calgary Inn, a big hotel in Calgary in 1969, they had a bartender there. I think it was like the Owl Bar. Walter Chell, a Montenegrin guy, was working there, and the hotel was opening an Italian restaurant, and they said to this bartender, "Hey, we need a signature drink for this new Italian restaurant," and he took inspiration from spaghetti vongole, spaghetti and clams, and he was thinking, "Oh, tomato clam sauce. You guys know tomato, like a marinara and clams."
Yeah.
So he was inspired by this. He didn't use Clamato. He mixed tomato juice with clam juice and vodka, Tabasco, Worcestershire. He called it a Caesar because it's an Italian restaurant, and he was referencing Julius Caesar. Mm-hmm. This thing's a hit. Bing, bang, boom, spreads all over Canada. It becomes, like I said, more popular than the Bloody. And the first time I had it was I was at Joe Beef in Montreal, and when I was like, to prove that this is a Canadian beloved drink, the bartender asked me what I want. I was like, "Give me something that's really Canadian," and he made me a Caesar. And this is a fancy place, so he was like shucking and dripping shells were flying around. But
you have to duck from shells.
I also had one at a Montreal Steakhouse, Moishe's, and they made it with Clamato. You mainly see this made with Clamato.
Mott's wants it that way.
Why isn't it Clamato? We don't say tomato juice. That's like the fancy British way.
I know.
Yeah. They should call it Clamato.
Hey.
That's how, when I asked for it at the store today, I was like, do you have any Clamato? I knew it was Clamato, but I was saying it that way. Just because I was saying it. And he was like, yeah, hold on. And he went back for a while and brought back tomato juice. I was like, no.
You fool.
No.
I had when I was at this spa in Canada recently, I ordered one at a bar and they poured me, they had a big Mott's can, pre-mixed Caesar, and they poured it out over the rocks for me, but and they still rimmed the glass and stuff. But so it's a popular, it's very popular is what I'm getting at. And it is not on the IBA list. We're doing it because we wanted to follow up the Bloody Mary, which was the IBA. But we're taking our recipe today from good old trusty liquor.com. Nice straight. And I cross-checked this with a lot of the classic recipes, and this tends to be pretty much the go-to. So we are going to be making this with celery salt to rim glass, 1.5 ounces of vodka, 4 ounces of clamato juice, 2 dashes of Worcestershire sauce, 2 dashes of Tabasco sauce, prepared horseradish to taste optional, garnish celery salt, garnish cucumber spear, garnish lime wedge. Here are the steps. Coat the rim of the tall. Yeah, baby. Coat the rim of a tall glass with celery salt. Fill with ice and set aside. That's nice. Add the vodka, clamato juice, Worcestershire, Tabasco, horseradish into mixing glass with ice. Pour back and forth into another mixing glass a few times to combine. Interesting.
Whoa. Okay.
Strain into a prepared glass. Garnish with a celery stalk, cucumber spear, and lime wedge. So is this this is iceless, or is that what we're doing here?
I know ice is in the glass.
Oh, right. We
ice is in the prepared glass.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that killed me. No lemon juice?
I know. I got lemon thinking it was lemon, but it's lime. I'm putting lemon.
No, no. I mean, there's not even lime juice as part of it. Like, if
you're
comparing this to a Bloody Mary, you think like, oh, a solid little part of this is your citrus juice.
Interesting.
It's probably because clamato is pretty zippy. It might have some citrus already in there.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, because tomato juice is pretty dull on its own. Clamato is
it's kind of a cocktail in its own right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's souped up.
Souped up. Damn.
What a weird drink. I went to Albertsons and I bought clamato and they had like clamato and clamato picante and a few options. And I like the stuff, but it's so weird that there's like a whole shelf of it. And you're like, if they stock this, it means somebody's buying it. They wouldn't just be rotting. Yeah. So people are going there and they're buying clamato.
The one I had was covered in dust.
Oh, yeah. I went to the corner store and I got a nice glass bottle of regular and picante.
Damn.
I saw one that was like a Michelada mix.
Yeah, right? Because Clamato brand finds its way into like Budweiser with Clamato. And
Yes, I've seen that.
But hey, at the grocery store where I picked up all this stuff, I got 2 things that looked like cucumbers. Now, this is the Armenian corner store. I can't read all the signs.
You got to tell me.
First, I grabbed this, thinking that's a cucumber, right?
Yeah. That looks like a classic cucumber.
Looks like a pickle.
That looks like Pickle Rick.
Looks like Pickle Rick.
Why, that looks like Pickle Rick.
But then what do you make of this guy?
Let's see.
That's a cucumber, baby.
Is that a zucchini? Maybe? Oh. Or a squash?
Maybe that's like one of those little...
what the hell?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but these are the two I got. I'll do a quick bite test.
The bumpier one looks more cucumbery, I would say.
Yeah, because it's
right?
Like it looks like a pickle.
Zucchinis are smooth.
Cucumber. Ooh, that's a good crack.
That's a cuke.
And now zook.
Now I'm going to bite this squash or whatever.
Zook.
While Jeff's chewing, I'll take this opportunity to, before Campbell's Corrections hits me, I said Keith Tkachuk before. Keith Tkachuk played in the 90s. His son is who I was trying to find. Matthew Tkachuk played for the Flames and now plays for the Florida Panthers.
Damn.
Good player.
And then just to wrap this up, both cukes. Different
breeds. Yeah, I knew it.
Different breeds of cuke.
I knew
it. Two cukes, no zooks.
Two cukes, no zooks. And that's a win for the J-Man. Folks, we're going to go make these drinks. When we come back, we'll have First Sips.
That's a win for the J-Man.
Hey, isn't it funny that you know, no zooks is good news for your clamato beverage, but no zooks is bad news for your podcast. You gotta have Jason Matsukis.
Bad news for your comedy episode. Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird.
Let's have zooks on this show.
All right, folks. We'll see you in a minute.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And we're back. Caesars in hand. Let's see him.
Pretty classic looking.
A lot of green.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of green in that red.
It's not as dark as a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
You gotta put more of that Worcestershire.
That's true.
Mm. I thought I did a pretty
also,
good
job. The one I had in the Bahamas was browner. I remember thinking it looked more like beef stew.
Ooh.
So maybe they were shucking clams down there.
Did you guys take the horseradish option?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
I forewent. I'm not a big fan of the horseradish in... Well, actually, maybe in a Caesar. I complained on our Bloody Mary episode, said that it makes it tastes like too much like cocktail sauce, but hey, maybe that's clammy.
That's kind of what I want. I want it to taste like cocktail sauce because if it's going to be clammy like this, that's what I want to...
Well, did you steal a sip of the Clamato yet, Mike?
I was afraid.
Oh, okay, well, then I won't...
Is there clam in this? What is going... Is that actually clam in here?
We'll get into it.
Sips?
Here we go, sips.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, that's pretty good.
None of us have straws, so with all the celery stalks bumping into our foreheads, it's so funny.
I know, I should have got... I have straws! I have a whole bucket of them over there, and I don't even use them.
That celery salt rim is so good.
Yeah. I had a tough time getting the celery salt on there. It's a thin little glass, so it's like got the tiniest little amount on the rim.
I did Lowry's again. I didn't have celery salt, but it's a good sub, folks.
Ooh, that's good.
I thought I put too much Tabasco, but I didn't. Ooh!
Mm-hmm.
Celery salt's the best taste on earth.
I was going to do spicy Clamato because I had it, but then I realized like spicy Clamato is probably for when you're on the go and you don't have the Tabasco, you don't have the Worcestershire, you don't have the horseradish.
When you're on the go, grab and go, you got to get to work in the morning, you need your Clamato.
You need that Caesar to get going.
You need a spicy Clamato.
Michael, it's your first experience with Clamato.
I'm chewing on the mic, sorry.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. No chewing. Jeff will be mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's your first experience with Clamato, Mike. What are you detecting? Any clam?
Not really. Let me take another whiff. No, and sip.
I don't. Even when you drink it straight from the bottle, I really don't.
Really? There's not a little bit of that briny clam.
I'm tasting more of just like the horseradish and lemon.
Yeah.
Even in Clamato, it's like a broth. It's like a stock. It adds a briny salt.
It's dehydrated clam broth.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is so gross.
No, it's not. It's not bad. It's better. I mean, clam juice sounds a lot worse than like, oh, okay, it's like Old Bay or something.
Yeah. No, I get you. But I like putting the other stuff in here. The horseradish, which I wish I had for my tomato, my Bloody Mary last week. Mm. Was that last week? 2 weeks ago.
Last week it was Industry Sour.
Right. You know what I did? I got myself a bottle of Kettle One for this one.
Wow, Mike.
It was like $5 more than the Tito's. I said, you know what? I'm going for it.
I love Kettle One.
It's an investment.
And I looked on the Difford's guide, and they said specifically Kettle One. Now, if you were making a Smirnoff Smiler, you'd want to use Smirnoff, of course.
That's so funny. So this was Smirnoff Vodka as a Smirnoff Smiler?
Yeah. have you seen, there's clam juice for sale at grocery stores, the brand Bar Harbor. And it's like a little glass bottle of clam juice. You would use it for like making clam chowders. You ever seen that? Mm-mm. You guys are both leaning back away from your mics, chewing your celery stalks.
Yeah, I put my celery stalk away because I can't not chew on a celery when it's around. So I got I took a bite. Now I'm chomping on it. I know it's bad.
Anyway.
I don't know, man. This is not quite as good on first sips as that bloody.
I love it because that celery salt rim and the like fucking Kalamata is better than plain ass Campbell's tomato juice. So you're starting from a better spot.
What's nice though is Jeff, you can take the elements you like of this and just do it with your Bloody Mary, no harm, no foul.
True.
No harm.
No foul. Like okay. That salt rim glass.
You guys didn't salt the rim last time? What were we doing?
I didn't call for it, did it?
Oh, okay.
No.
The IBA one, so there you go.
Yeah. I still haven't done my voodoo rim, my Zaps voodoo dust rim.
Ooh.
Oh.
But do I have 5 empty bags of voodoo pretzel sticks?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to gather up that dust. I can probably do one rim with it.
I've been talking about my drink that's been in the test kitchen for a little while.
Yeah.
That has a rimmed element.
Oh.
A rimmed element.
Mm-hmm.
Your butt.
The rim of the glass. No, not my vibes. Let's get those all out of the way before we finally do the episode where I show you my new drink.
Can I share my gross anecdote? And it's not about a rimmed butt. I was bringing up Bar Harbor brand clam juice. You might recognize it. It's on the shelves. Well, one time,
I'm looking it up
around the holidays back home with the fam, I wanted to make fancy Caesars.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, I'm not going to use Clamato. I'm going to go to the supermarket and I'm going to get a little glass bottle of this Bar Harbor clam juice. It's going to be
really, okay, whatever you want, artist. Son.
Bye. Nobody cared. But I went there and the grocery store didn't have this clam juice bottle that I wanted. But what they did have was a little can of clams.
Yeah.
Okay. So then
I said, Tim.
Well, think about it. That's where you get the juice from, the clam.
Yeah, it's just the juice.
But Tim, you got back at home. You got a blender waiting for you. Oh. What if you blend the clams? Therefore,
you got a
making
family full of iron stomachs.
So I went home. I thought there would be enough brine, like just in the can, and there wasn't. So I dumped a can of clams into the blender. Poured in tomato juice and all my ingredients, and when I blended it, it made like a thick, milky clam milkshake. And nobody wanted it. I drank one or two. I choked down thick Caesars, and then that was like the holidays. And when I left, I put the there was an extra big like pitcher of it. I put in the freezer. Like, you guys can help yourself to this clam.
Well, clam. Tim, this is one thing. This is one great thing about you is you're like George Washington. You know, you don't put your troops through anything you wouldn't go through yourself. Like that time you brought something to a party.
Campari.
Campari. Yeah.
And you were just like, Campari.
Before I knew jack shit about cocktails.
And you were like, ooh, Campari. And then you were like, I'm going to just have a couple glasses of this Campari just so people see that it's safe and see kind of who's going to take it and like it.
When you were saying, like, you're walking around like, hey, people are doing Campari in the kitchen.
There's Campari over there.
Well, it was before I knew about Negronis or anything, so I just brought a bottle of Campari. No one was drinking it, so then I poured myself a Campari on the rocks and was like, hey, everyone, you see the Campari?
Hey, why aren't we taking advantage of the free Campari? Come on. Not free for me, of course, because I bought it, but come on, folks.
And it's funny because, of course, if you go to Campari.com, they're like, yeah, you can have a Campari neat, or you can have a Campari on the rocks. You can have a Campari in soda.
Ooh.
Now, go on. I went on to Google image search to look at clam juices. If you just, because I was looking for that Bar Harbor bottle. Anyway, which I do recognize. If you look up just image search for clam juices, none of the packaging, none of these looks are very inviting at all. The labels on the cups.
Right.
The jars. They're so weird. They're just all so like early 80s, gray. And that's where we stopped.
Mike, if you're in the market for clam juice, that ship has sailed. You're not going to be
thrown
one way or the other by a label. It's like they want the clam juice.
It's pretty gray.
This one boasts no MSG.
Ooh, oh.
La Monica. That's a good one. It's got some clams, but then two clamming ships out in the distance. Snows, Bumblebee, very nice. The classics.
Deep Harvest.
Yeah.
This Clamato to me has the vibe of like not just like tomato juice or clam juice, but it feels like there's some like corn syrup at play or some concentrate. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a Clamato is the Clamato has something going. It's kind of glassy. I don't know what's going on.
Corn syrup at play.
Yeah, I bet you there is. Yes. Water, tomato concentrate, high fructose corn syrup, and then other things. Nasty.
A lot of stuff.
Monosodium glutamate? Oh.
That's MSG.
Oh, that, right? Oh, yeah, I know that.
I would guess.
Hey, also in there, you got some dried clam broth,
yes.
Vinegar, mm-hmm. natural mm-hmm. flavors. Who knows what those are?
Clam.
Red chili pepper.
Oh.
Garlic
give
powder,
away,
onion.
Give it away now.
Citric acid, so that's why you don't need your lemon.
This is pretty good though. I'm not chugging this down, but I wouldn't expect to on a Bloody Mary either.
I kind of am chugging.
Yeah, I finished mine. It was fucking great. God damn. God.
Okay. this is pretty good though.
Mm-hmm.
I made mine nice and hot too, which I like.
With Tabasco,
temperature wise.
with Tabasco, but more so the horseradish.
I didn't put enough. I did like half a teaspoon. Half a teaspoon.
Oh, yeah. Because I wanted to be like...
What'd you do?
I took...
like shrimp like cocktail,
cocktail
sauce.
Serving spoon. Yeah, that's what I wanted. I took a cocktail spoon and just dug a little...
Wow. A big plop? A dollop?
Yeah, plop.
A healthy dollop?
And you know what? When I was eating the pot roast I made today, I made a nice big pot roast with mashed potatoes. I took some of that horseradish and mixed it in with the potatoes and just had it for the pot roast itself.
Mm.
It was pretty good. Brought out the old Instant Pot. That's
you
what happens when I'm
start your own Tam O'Shanter, Mike. The Han O'Shanter.
I know. I basically
Han O'Shanter.
Han O'Shanter.
People come into Han your apartment and you cook them a big roast.
I think there's like a an app or something like that where you can go to get like home-cooked meals by, like, you know, an old grandmother or something, but you go to her house and she, like, cooks for you.
Oh, man, I would love that.
There's, like, things like that. Like, there's an app where you can have people make stuff for you, and it's, like, a home-cooked meal.
That's nice.
Wooden Spoon, I want to say. I want to say it's called Wooden Spoon. That's what I was
talking about. NanaCook.com.
Yeah, yeah. GeezersOnGravy.com.
Geezers on the Grill.
Yeah. Grill the geezer.
Would you change anything about the drink?
I could go more vodka just to see, like, because this was only an ounce and a half of vodka, which is what we call an American shot. But mm-hmm. most cocktails are a 2 ounce liquor base. So I might bump up the vodka and see.
Me too.
I'm going to do, because I'm about halfway done, I'm just going to kind of keep, I'm going to add a little bit of each to fill up the glass again.
Sure. I'm going to do a spicy picante this time. And also more lime juice. Needs more zip.
Oh, he knows what he wants.
Folks, we'll see you right back here after the ads.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And we're back with round two, the Caesar. I did spicier, limier.
To the max?
More vodka.
Man, why do I love that celery salt so much? I took a little, I licked my finger and I plunged it in the, and I'm, it's like the best taste on earth.
Do you use celery celery salt for marinating?
Yes.
Or just once the thing is done? Okay.
I'll use it for anything. Dress it up, dress it down, night at home, night on the town.
Is that the little black dress?
Yeah.
Yes.
I made mine with night more. I made mine stronger on the vodka, and it still works. You don't have to. Really use on the
I think I might have overspiced, if I'm being honest. But it's good. I don't know if I dialed in my perfect Caesar this episode.
Okay, Jerry Halliwell.
What?
Overspiced Spice Girls. Come on.
What do you think? Final thoughts?
Delish. I love it.
Order again.
Stone Cold Classic. One of the best. Right up there. I mean, how would you even distinguish this from a Bloody Mary, because they're both customizable. You can both spice them up, spice them down. You don't notice the difference between tomato juice and Clamato. This might be as good, if not better.
Yeah, that's maybe the takeaway for listeners, because I know that people were people take a little pause when you start throwing around a phrase like clam juice. Mm. Go ahead and try it, because it's not that weird. It's not that different.
No, not at all. It's a nice little alternative to the... Yeah. The other one.
I think it's a Stone Cold Classic as well. I just wish I really dialed in my perfect Caesar, you know?
Yeah.
Damn.
This is definitely
Jeff,
next time,
don't rush yourself.
Yeah,
please.
True.
Yeah, do it on your own time. Not while the listeners
not
are paying.
Not on the pod.
No, I'm going to, next time I might find myself at a country club, which isn't often, I'm going to say, give me a Caesar.
Mm. Mike, make a special trip.
I wonder if it's as breakfasty.
Or a brunch. Two, which I'm also not very often at brunch.
Mm, yeah.
I wonder if the Canadians only drink these, you know, because Bloodies are brunchy plain drinks. But I wonder if Canadians are drinking these at night. I would love to be out at night drinking a Caesar with my boys.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe when we're in Sun Valley, we get a round of Caesars.
I love that idea, Tim. Thanks for bringing that back.
That sounds good. Hey, last time I was on a plane.
Oh, God.
The lady next to me. I'm not one to make conversation on a plane. lady next to me, though, orders tomato juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and my earbuds were off. This is like time to talk. And I said, hey, that's funny. Do you drink those on the ground? Or like, you know, because some people on a plane, they drink tomato juice, and it's kind of a weird little thing they do on a plane. And she goes, I drink them all the time.
I drink them all the time.
Geez, lady. I shared a fun fact in the Bloody Mary episode.
I was trying to give you a bit of my charm.
At 30,000 feet.
It ain't working.
Oh. This lady, if you track this lady down, I would like to have a little talk with her. Cause,
like, oh my what gosh. About my anecdote? Doesn't work on me, you little pipsqueak.
But lady, the elevation impedes the taste buds.
Now move, I need to pee again.
Again? You've been drinking too much of that juice. Now move, would you?
Piss in the can.
I'm looking at Jackson Hole stuff right now. This is going to be a good trip for us.
That's true that will be a good trip. But we're done talking about the drink. But the drink was
good.
Did one of you guys mention that it was from Canada?
You think you did?
Well,
one of us did.
Yeah, well, one of the three of us. It was me, yeah. Sure. It's hard to tell because we each talk only 33% of the time. So
Yeah. Could be anyone. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you've heard of a drink that is from Canada, but and that much is true.
Yeah.
But are you prepared for the Canada Challenge?
Oh, no.
Wait, the Canada Challenge.
Yes. Are you prepared for the Canada Challenge?
Are you prepared for that?
There it is again.
Okay.
No. Okay. I'm curious to see how this.
Okay. Well, that's our show. Check us out on Patreon.
I'm not ready.
No. How does it differ from one of our famous quizzes? I wonder.
Well, I can't even talk about it while Mike's googling Jackson Hole left and right.
How can you tell?
Because I see Verbo reflecting in your glasses.
Damn! I told my optometrist I didn't want that to happen.
I was like, "What's up?"
all right.
Okay, here's how it is going to work. Canada is, let's be honest, there are neighbors to the north, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we're being honest. God damn it, I keep choking on spices. I overspiced it.
You probably got your uvula all out of whack.
No, mine's good.
Guys, this is a buzzy episode for us with our neighbors in the north. People look at our episode guide, they click on the drinks that appeal to them. So a lot of our aforementioned neighbors to the north, as they like to be called, are going to be, I've never checked out this show. I hear it's funny.
Oh, like who, Liz?
Oh my God, Liz, yes, come on.
Oh yeah, Liz is from there.
Vancouver citizen Liz. They're going to be, well, she listens to the show anyway, but people who have never sampled the show are going to be clicking and they're going to be listening. And it would be nice for us to do the polite service of sort of paying a little homage to them. So we're gonna show how much we appreciate and care about their culture with this little challenge. Jeff's gonna go first. Mike is gonna go second.
Oh, interesting.
And the way that this works is I have just in our little Zoom screen in the chat, Jefferson, sent you the lyrics to Canadian National Anthem.
Yes, yes, you did.
And I'm going to have you perform an a cappella performance of the Canadian National Anthem. And I will listen closely and I will be judging on phrasing and pitch.
Timothy.
Nice.
And heart.
Tim, I know you've got your little fingers crossed. You want another Danny Boy situation on your hands. I see what's going on here.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never listened to that episode.
Does he know the tune of the Canadian National Anthem? That's a good question.
And, but even if he does, his co-host Tim is going to be judging him on phrasing.
Yeah.
Pitch.
I get you.
This is kind of long for singing. Okay, here we go.
It's a national anthem. It's not as long as a...
As what?
Armageddon.
Okay, true. Ready? Here we go.
Which you refuse to play live?
No, I don't refuse. I will. I will do it. But first things first, Michael. The Canadian National Anthem, as sung by Dots.
Clear that throat.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
Fuck, he knows it.
True patriot. love in all of us command. With phrasing. Glowing hearts, we see thee rise, the true North strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
It speeds up a little bit. It speeds up there. You know,
it gets a little cranny. They do that. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Wow. Nice. Unbelievable. Woo! Now, Jefferson, I am very impressed. I thought this was going to be another Danny Boy situation, as like what happened in our
iconic
Irish Slammer episode. But
right.
Mm-hmm. here's what you had, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You had the melody. You had it.
Yeah.
When it came to the phrasing, some of the syllables were not perfectly aligned.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And now we turn to your little
Tim. Yes. You know, when Mariah Carey sings the national anthem,
she makes it her own.
She takes liberties. Mm-hmm. She kind of makes it her own.
Yeah, so we're talking about that was panache points.
Yep. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Ooh.
That is what we're saying.
Okay, well.
Nicely done.
I mean,
Steve
it makes sense.
Panache.
You're Dutz. You're a pop star. You made it your own.
Thanks.
That Steve Panache joke is a joke for the Canadian basketball fans.
Our neighbors to the
Steve
north.
Nash. Steve Nash was a yes. Okay.
Now, Michael. Player.
Yes.
You are a hockey fan, so I imagine you've heard this song sung.
I was able to laugh at Jeff because I knew he was singing it incorrectly.
In okay, but he did have the melody. His phrasing was a little off, and now it's your mm-hmm. chance to see if you can trounce okay. him and give a perfect performance.
He's singing the same song?
Let me take a sip of my Clamato Caesar here to loosen. I always sing the Canadian national anthem better after a few Caesars. Oh, Canada,
yeah.
Our home and native land,
oh my God.
True patriot love in all of us command.
I'm crying.
With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. This is maybe some rousing drums,
Firework.
Maybe fireworks if they do that. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. And then I'm used
There's
to
another one.
Oh,
yeah.
Canada, we stand on
oh my God
for thee.
That was moving, Mike.
That's
not
moving.
Bad.
That's very good. And even with the advantage of going second and having been teed up by Jeff, you nailed the phrasing. Mike, you have won the Canada Challenge.
Thank you.
That's the whole challenge?
What do I get?
That's
a Canada drive?
Challenge. But Jeff.
What?
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 You do get a Canada drive. Now, Jeff, nice. I had prepared some tiebreaker questions in case you guys had tied. And you know what? I've heard that our neighbors to the north have a certain thing where if you...
Yeah?
They have this thing.
They have this
thing. Is interesting. No, Mike, let them finish.
Where
let them cook.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6 questions
okay.
here. Mm. If you can get 5 of the 6...
Ooh.
Questions, then you usurp the throne.
Wow.
Oof. 5 of the 6.
Is he going against me or are they just on his own?
He's going against you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No. He's going on his own.
Oh, no. To make the loss more humiliating? I don't appreciate that.
Well, Tim,
that.
Just, you see, Tim, you seem flip-flopping. What would they do in, you know, what would our neighbors to the north
our
do?
Our neighbors
guess,
to the north yeah, would I guess have that would Jeff be go alone. I'm going to ask him 1, 2,
okay,
three,
great, great,
four, five, great. Six questions.
Or we should just do, or I get first ups, you know what I mean?
And then, okay, okay, how about that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's like you get first ups. If we'll just do one, like if Mike can't get the question, then it's like, okay, nobody got it. We keep moving.
Nobody could get it because he's like the Canadian quiz champ. So if he exactly. can't get it, no one. I bet Tim doesn't even know the answer.
It's funny that nobody's brought up that Mike went to college in Canada for like, what was it, a year?
A year. Plus I played, we all mentioned that I played, you know, hockey and I've watched hockey games. I've heard yeah, that.
So you're like the Canada guy. And then Tim's got like Canadian blood pumping
I'm the Canadian
veins.
Goose.
Tim's got Canadian blood pumping through his little veins.
Yeah.
Canadian gander.
You grew up close to Canada though. All right, here we go.
Okay. Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
The 1980s sketch group, The Kids in the Hall, hailed from this Ontario city.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Jeff. You know this, Jeff.
Why would you think I know this? Montreal?
No, he said Ontario.
I don't know that shit.
Toronto.
Hanford has it.
Yeah.
He's
I would have gotten
the
it.
The board.
I would have, if you gave me two guesses, I would have got it.
Okay, yeah, it's like well, let's see one of the let's three. Yeah, it's like that Vancouver, Montreal.
Yeah, right.
Let's see how you do on the next one.
Yeah.
The 1980s.
You're already, you need to get everyone right now with
yeah,
Jeff
no.
to win.
Well, I don't know if that's what the neighbors to the north would do.
The 1980s sketch show SCTV was filmed in this Alberta city.
This Alberta city. Hmm. Montreal?
He does put a lot of sauce on his...
yeah, I would give him that one.
I'm going to give
I would
it to
give him.
Him
that one. Yeah,
it's just very one. Authentic. So yes, Jeff, the answer. I was looking for Edmonton, but yeah, you put a nice sauce on it. Okay. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
This 2000s sketch comedy group... Picnic Face was from this Nova Scotia city.
Poof.
God.
Picnic Face. Were they videos or did we play perform live?
Videos. The prime 2000s YouTube era sketch comedy groups.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia City.
Hmm. Do I know a single city in Nova Scotia? Do I even know the big
one? You
know
what that sound means, Jeff? That ice clinking sound means you got to hurry up. Oh, he buzzed himself.
Michael?
I'm gonna guess Halifax.
Yes, Michael, it is Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I think that's the only city I know in Nova Scotia.
Damn. Well, you're lucky because thanks to that, you just won the Canada Challenge.
Woo! So two cans of Canada Dry for me.
Yep, coming your way.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys for The Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode where we talk about other fun stuff like the best music video.
Oh, that's fun.
That's this week.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Rocks and rolls. It's ready to rip.
Good episode, guys.
Yes, very good.
Really
good, good episode, those of you listening at home.
Mm.
Wow.
We love you.
See you next week.
Bye.
Peace. And ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Danny Boy Challenge. Hit it.
Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes. The pipes.
Oh, no. Oh, this is a train wreck.
Let me begin.
Please start. Please start, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, start.
I was going to say.
That was good, though.
Oh, Tim, I hate you so much.
That was really good, though, what we heard.
Yeah, I bet it was. Here we go. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain.
mountainside.